Hi, this is a dictation of Akimura, Alif, K-I-M-O-R-A-A-L-I-F-F. Date of birth is 9-26-2004. Date of accident is 6-26-2021. Date of service 5-12-2022. The visit is today on 5-12-2022. Patient reports that she's still having headaches, which are 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. However, there are only 2 times per week, and she has pain in the upper back to the tune of 7. She also has mild pain, lower back 5 on a scale of 1 to 10. She focuses on the sacroiliac joint. All of these symptoms are alleged to have occurred after her accident on 6-26-2021. In this accident, she was rear-ended as a driver, leading to head injury and TBI symptom of dizziness, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, forgetfulness, loss of memory, loss of concentration, lack of focus, confusion, disorientation, blurred vision, spots in the vision. In addition, patient did have pain in neck and both shoulders and lower back with radiation to the left arm and left leg, involvement of first 4 fingers. She also has a difficulty time moving the shoulders beyond 110 degrees. At this time today, she reports that her pain level is between 5 and 7 in general, and there is a 70% improvement in most areas. Only area left is the headache and neuropsych issues, as well as right sacroiliac joint area, which is tender. Lower back pain is also improving. She has continued her physical therapy so far and conservative treatment, along with chiropractor and acupuncture. In the ADLs, work is affected 7, enjoyment of life is affected 7, general activity, mood, and sleep are affected 6. In the system review, patient reports in neurology and psych, headaches, which are moderately severe, and double vision. Along with this, patient has difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, mild confusion and disorientation, lack of focus, lack of concentration, poor work performance, anxiety, depression, panic. In the pain and numbness, patient has the ongoing stiffness in the shoulder, lower back, and limited range of motion, clicking and grinding, nerve pain, as well as pain in the lower back and neck, and the shoulder pain, bilateral. No difficulty walking is reported. In the GI, patient reports constipation, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, or digestive problem in contact with the bowel. Stomach pain is present, but no blood in the stool or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence, painful urination or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest and coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, pain level has remained the same, and there is no changes in the medical results, the oscillation, weight loss, or in the trauma. Current pain medication is Tylenol with codeine. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance is free. Patient reports no issue with the compliance. She is fully compliant with the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 121/82. Pulse is 62 and pulse ox is 100. The rest of the physical examination will be same from previous visit of 4-12-2022, dictation number 0412-017. The diagnosis are the same. Plan of care is that patient is continuing to see her neurologist, Dr. Lin, for the issue of the brain trauma. A recent MRI of the brain, the neurocon was ordered. It was found to be negative. An MRI of the orbit was also negative. And the patient is still having some sleep apnea. She is going for a sleep study as she bites on her teeth. And neuropsych is continuing with Dr. Weiss, I believe. And the patient is also undergoing physical therapy and chiropractor treatment are being gone. patient has only a disc bulging at L5-S1 and no finding in the cervical spine MRI. Hence, no other treatments are needed. Even the shoulder, left shoulder, appears to be completely normal. Medication-wise, patients provide the following medication: Celebrex 100 mg capsule daily for anti-inflammatory, Lyrica 50 mg for nerve pain, headaches, Flexeril 7.5 mg PRN twice a day. Lidocaine patch has been ordered, Furoscix for headaches 1 to 2 every 6 hours. Tylenol with codeine number 3, 30 tablets, 1 or 2 in a day for severe pain, 1 refill has been ordered. The patient remains stable, should be seen in 30 days' time. Thank you.